So trust your comfortable and enjoy the short flight with us.
The Great Destinations Radio Show.
Now, when you see photos of Simon Cowell jumping out of a limo or Tom Cruise turning up for an Oscars party, it's likely they're on Sunset Strip. It's the main street in an area called West Hollywood, a separate city to its more famous neighbours, Hollywood and Los Angeles. I spoke with Lee Main. He's the chairman of the Sunset Strip Business District. He told me this is the place to go if you want to mingle with the stars.
A lot of people traveling here go to Hollywood Boulevard in Hollywood thinking that's where the stars hang out and the celebs, and it's actually not the case. It's actually the Sunset Strip is the more famous and glamorous spot to see celebrities and whatnot, and it's a place where the locals hang out. Sunset Strip is a street with tons of restaurants, nightclubs, bars, hotels, that's gone from old Hollywood glam to the hippies, to the rockers, to the punk rockers, and now it's just a great destination for food and drink and some shopping.
But Lee says you won't need the bank balances of the rich and famous to be able to enjoy this area.
There's plenty of places for everyone. And that's one of the great things about the Strip is you can be someone wearing shorts and a t-shirt, or you can be someone wearing a tuxedo, and you'll always find something that suits you for that night. I think that LA has this image because of television of special glamour and this and that, but you know, it's like Instagram. When you see someone on TV, that's not necessarily what they look like in real person. So, you know, the reality is the people on Sunset Strip is no different than walking down the street in Piccadilly.
West Hollywood is famous for its nightlife. It has some of the top restaurants on America's West Coast.
California and Los Angeles is known as, for Japanese cuisine and sushi, kind of the best in the country. I'd say a great place for Japanese food is Sunset Strip. There's also some great French-style restaurants. There's an area called Sunset Plaza that has really large sidewalks and outdoor dining, and it's very European feeling. So a restaurant called Le Petit Four there, which is a French-inspired kind of bistro, is a great spot for people watching. A lot of tourists love to go there because you can see, you know, people walking by and the cars driving by, and some local action as well. There's really upscale places. So I own actually four places on the Strip, one of them being Boa Steakhouse, which is pretty famous.
Are there any famous landmarks in West Hollywood?
There's, you know, a couple of the clubs have been around for many, many years. Viper Room, the Roxy, the Whiskey. These are places where, you know, Jim Morrison from the Doors was discovered, and people like that played back in the, I think it must have been the 60s. The street has really changed over the years. There's the Comedy Store, which is a great place to see comedy. You know, people like Richard Pryor used to perform there when he was alive. You know, you can always find some up-and-comers there, plus people that pop in, like Jerry Seinfeld here and there.
Is it easy to get in, though, or do you have to get tickets months in advance?
No, I think it's easy to get in. They have their weekly things going on, and then people pop in. So someone like Jerry Seinfeld is just going to show up, and he's going to go on stage. You have no idea he's coming.
There's lots of celebrities that hang out. How likely are you to see a famous person?
Of all areas of Los Angeles, while there's no guarantee, it's probably one of the most likely zones to see a celebrity is the Sunset Strip.
And I guess it's a year-round destination. The seasons don't alter it at all.
Our weather's pretty good year-round. We can't complain, and that's why I'm never leaving.
If you'd like to find out more about what's on offer at Sunset Strip, go to visitwesthollywood.com.
Pay less for your railway journeys with Trainsplit. See how much you'll save at greatdestinationsradioshow.com. Just click on cheaper train tickets.